You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am good. This is my first foray into the outside world in about 2 weeks.
Nice to have you here. You got the vid, which sucks. I'm glad to see you feeling better.
Yeah, it was absolutely wretched. Get vaccinated if you can, guys. Get boosted.
Wear those masks, you know, don't be afraid.
God, yeah. Especially if you go to a gig where I definitely caught it.
We love music, we hate getting sick.
Yeah.
It is great to have you in here. And, you know, it feels like midwinter, as we just said, or, you know, the solstice. It's cold. It's a little bit like, oh, what do you want to make when you go home for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been eating in this kind of, like, I would say it's the stodge season, you know?
It's giving stodgy. I thought you said dodge for a moment. I was like, yeah, it's also dodgy.
It's also giving dodgy.
Stodgy. So because I've been confined to my house for a while, I just, when you have been sick for a while and you're just like craving something different, but you don't know what it is. I'm in a funk with food.
Okay.
So I was thinking on my way here, I was like, what can I talk about that doesn't belie how bleak I'm feeling about eating at home all the time?
And
normally I love eating at home as well. It's like, why is this suddenly a bad thing?
Because you've been trapped there for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me out. But I was thinking, if I could do it all again and have a window of time right before getting sick where I like knew what was coming, what would I do?
What would you do?
I thought I would make, or at least buy the ingredients ahead of time for this extremely tasty. I guess it's a chicken rice soup.
Oh, yum.
But it's on Bon Appetit, and it's called something like chicken rice soup with garlicky chili oil.
Ooh.
Highly recommend it.
I'm in.
Everyone, all my friends have made it. We all make it in winter. It's delicious, and it's somewhere between like a congee and a chicken soup. But I think what's so good about it is that it's almost entirely made of things that you already have.
Okay, so what goes into it?
So the things that you'd maybe want to stop and buy when you're feeling a tickle in your throat would be some chicken thighs, like maybe like, I don't know, 5 or 6 chicken thighs.
Yep.
But you could do it with a small amount if you wanted. And some kale.
Okay.
And potentially some dill. Although I kind of, like, I love dill.
Some people don't. I love dill. I'm here for the dill. We just put some in the garden, so.
Oh, it's hard to grow, though.
It is. That's why we're like, we'll try it in winter and maybe it won't, sprout?
Yeah.
What is it I'm trying to say?
Bolt.
Seed. Bolt, thank you. Yeah. Seed, bolt, sprout.
I'm actually a bit confused about my dill in my garden at the moment, because I'm sure it was dill at some point, but now it's bolted and I'm like, is it fennel now? Because it tastes like fennel.
It's morphed.
I know they're different things, but...
Feels like it's playing a trick on you.
Yeah.
So maybe dill if you want dill.
Maybe
what else
dill.
Is going in there?
So basically, those are the things you want to stock up on. Those are the things you need to like buy. Everything else you'll probably have in your pantry.
Okay.
So basically, it's the easiest thing ever. And I'm going to start by saying something that's going to sound hard, but it's not.
Nice preface.
You're basically going to make your garlicky chili oil, which, like, it does sound hard, but it's not. First of all, you could use any chili oil you've got hanging around.
Totally.
But if you don't, basically, you're just going to cook a bit of garlic in some oil, bang, and then you're going to pour over some chili flakes.
Oh, okay. Easy. Okay.
Easy peasy. And then in that same pan that's still got your, like, garlicky, a little bit of oil in it, you're just going to cook a chopped onion.
Okay.
Easy.
Nice.
Gorgeous. I will say crucial, because not much flavour is added to this soup.
Okay.
So, like, cook your onion nicely so it's getting a bit of brown.
Get it nice and umami.
And then you're basically just going to add some rice, whole lot of water, supposedly 8 cups of water. I do not have a pot that big.
As many as your biggest pot will fit.
Exactly. So I did about 6 in a bit.
Yeah. And so is the rice, is it kind of risotto vibes? You're just chucking the rice in hot, yeah. Like raw?
Yeah. You're chucking it all in.
Okay.
Boom. And then you're just going to leave, and some salt. Add some salt.
You need salt.
You could add anything else you want to at this point as well. Maybe like if you want to build a bit of flavour, you could add like some stock cubes, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is this the flavour building moment?
It is, but also, to be honest, it's that thing where it's like a sick food and it is a little bit bland, but then you're adding your garlicky chili oil.
That's where you get your kick.
Yeah. That's your main flavour builder.
Yeah.
So then you're just cooking that for about like 25 minutes until your chicken is cooked.
Oh, so the chicken just goes, you just chuck the chicken in too.
Raw.
Wow.
I know. Oh. So I think this is why it's such a good recipe when you're sick, because it's just like, chuck it all in. You know, go have a lie down.
Yeah.
Go lie down, watch a 25-minute episode or something.
Sex in the City.
Watch an episode of Sex in the City. Perfect.
Listeners will know. I'm watching it for the first time right now. Wow.
First time?
What a ride.
Oh my God. More on that later.
Crazy TV show.
I'm reeling. And then you're just going to take out your chicken and like shred it a little bit.
Okay. Take the bones out, obviously, if they're in there.
Well, ideally you're using boneless.
Okay.
Which I don't normally recommend, because I reckon bones equal flavor. But in this case, it's all about ease.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Boneless.
Nice.
You're not having to mess around. You're sick.
You're just the easiest is the best.
Easiest is best. Shred your chicken. Let it cook a little bit more while you shred it. Maybe at this point, check your rice. See if it's cooked. It's okay if it's totally overcooked. It's yummy if it's a bit mushy.
Mm.
And then if it tastes too bland, you're just like, it's too bland. You could do something at this point. Like, you could add some kind of umami booster. You could put a little bit of soy sauce, a little bit of miso, something like that in.
Yum.
I can't help myself. Like, I love to add miso to anything.
Yum.
And then you're just popping your chicken back in. You're adding some chopped kale and letting it, you know, wilt a little bit. And then that's pretty much it.
And then you're drizzling that oil over it.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, that does sound really good.
And I'm definitely going to try that.
I made this while I was, like, in the depths of illness.
Okay.
Like, I was truly a sick girl.
Yeah.
And it lasted us, I think, we had, like, 3 dinners in a row.
Hell yeah.
For 2 people. 2 hungry sickos.
two hungry sickos. That's so good.
And it was delicious. And normally by the 3rd meal of leftovers, I'm like...
Enough.
I'm like, we're sick of it. But when I realised that we'd finished the pot, I was gutted.
Mm.
You know?
Yum. That sounds great. Definitely going to be trying that out. We've had a text from a listener who wants to know, Lucinda, they made stock from a chicken carcass and then lazily didn't use it immediately. How long is it going to last in the fridge?
Oh, man. This is stressful because when I Google this, it's always like 3 days. I stretch it. I will stretch. I will see, like, if it smells good. I would say don't go over a week. But also...
Definitely not.
I don't want to get sued. Don't quote me on this.
Boil the ever-living daylights out of it, maybe?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chicken freaks me out, man.
Chicken's scary.
Realistically, I don't think you want to go past 3 or 4 days, but...
So 3 or 4 days is what the internet says. Lucinda says, So take with that what you will.
Often I will straight away freeze my stock once it's cooled because I don't know, often you like put it in the fridge with really good intentions and then this happens and then it's like the most gutting thing to throw out.
Yeah, it is. Sucks. Okay, hopefully that's helped that person. Maybe you only did it like a day or two ago and then you've still got tonight to eat it.
Yeah, she'll be right.
I made risotto for the first time in ages the other night, speaking of like ricey, gloopy
gorgeous
stuff. And it was great, except that I had that classic thing you do when you make a risotto where you get everything's ready and like you put your wine in and then you're like, oh, this is me for the next 45 minutes to an hour just standing here stirring. And there is a moment where you question everything you've done.
You need a little stool, though.
You really do. Special little table stool. But it was delicious and worthwhile. So I'm all about the ricey slop at this time of year. Thank you very much.
I will say for my vegetarians as well, make some congee.
Yeah.
Really like a congee, delicious. Make it with some dried mushrooms to make a little mushroom stock. Get some extra flavor. And then really yummy, obviously, with eggs, but also really yummy with like silken tofu.
Oh, delish. Yes, that's really good. Thank you, Lucinda. We will see you next week for our last one. Crazy.
Oh my God. I'm not thinking about it.
No, we're not thinking about that yet. We're in denial. Have a great one. We'll see you very soon.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.